107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We are so looking forward to the Stratford Film Festival. It is happening this weekend, and one of the screenings includes This Too Shall Pass. And joining us on the phone lines is the director of the show, Rob Grant. Rob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Rob, we're so thrilled to be going to be enjoying this show, this screening for This Too Shall Pass. This is part of Stratford Film Festival, so this is coming up for Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. This looks like a fun, fun film, Rob. Congratulations on this.
Thank you very much.
What's this film all about, especially for those in a nostalgic feel?
Yeah, it's definitely a coming-of-age story, which, you know, and comes with a lot of troublemaking youth, but it's my spin on Is It Confused, or more importantly, A Stand By Me. So it's if you know those movies, it's kind of along those lines.
Yeah, and I'm just looking, though, at the soundtrack for this movie. There are some great songs featured in this one.
Yeah, yeah, we got really lucky with our soundtrack. We were told we couldn't afford it. And then luckily, The Cure were the first ones to come on board and got the vibe we were going for. And because they set a precedent, that kind of made everyone else be like, oh, I guess if Robert Smith's willing to help these guys out, I guess we will too.
Oh, that's amazing. So it's This Too Shall Pass. It's part of Stratford Film Festival. And this is kind of, it deals with young people, but it's also sort of a cross-border thing. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. It's five teenagers cross the border from Syracuse into Ottawa and spend a weekend finding out what Canadians are really about.
And we have chatted with Megan Smith-Harris with the Stratford Film Festival, and she loves the film and is so thrilled to have this as a part of the Stratford Film Festival, but she says it kind of plays on some of the interesting takes, be it on Americans and Canadians too, that maybe Canadians were not always maybe quite so nice. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's, instead of doing the regular fish out of water story, it was fun to play with the Canadian stereotypes and then kind of reversing them in a bunch of situations. That was more just an inside joke between me and my producer that we got carried away with, of just being like, let's go the other direction with instead of the Canadian bacon way.
Oh, that's awesome. And again, you can check out the trailer at stratfordfilmfestival.com, but better still, get your tickets for this screening. And can we spotlight a few of the actors featured in this movie?
Yeah, our lead is Maxwell Jenkins, who was Will Robinson on Netflix's Lost in Space. Jeremy Ray Taylor comes from Stephen King's It. They were huge. Aiden LaPrieta is blowing up. He just was on The Office spinoff right now. So, yeah, And Katie Douglas and Nikki Rimmel are both, two of the leads on Ginny and Georgia, which is one of Netflix's big show, and they're both Ontario based. So we got very lucky with this cast. We're really proud of.
Yeah, it looks like a great cast. It looks like a terrifically funny movie too, and it also takes place, or at least part of it, at a record store. Is that right?
It's tough to find a record store these days. had to build one in an empty slot in a mall, and luckily enough, our production designers did such a good job that real people started walking in thinking they could buy records.
Yeah, there you go. And remind us sort of when this takes place. Is this 70s, 80s?
Late 80s.
What was it like for these young actors doing something like this in terms of relating back to the 80s or this kind of technology or this way of doing things?
Yeah, they were told to watch a lot of John Hughes movies, and all of his days, Stand By, sorry, what am I saying? Ferris Bueller, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles. Those were kind of our models to follow. And then we just told them, stay off your cell phones.
There you go. Stay off the cell phones. Not part of the whole thing. There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. So again, congratulations on this. We're so looking forward to it. This Too Shall Pass at the Stratford Film Festival. It is coming up for Saturday, November 8th.
I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate the support. And if you're just looking for a cool throwback to, those old school coming of age, it feels like a warm hug to me. Please support.
Oh, for sure. It's StratfordFilmFestival.com is the website for all of the details. And Rob, are you currently working on anything?
I've got a couple other ones kicking around in my head, but nothing's coalescing into the next right idea. So, I usually when I try to force it, I'll get 20 pages in and then have to bail. So I have to wait.
Well, you're certainly still busy promoting this film. This too shall pass. So we'll see you out on Saturday as part of Stratford Film Festival. Again, screenings at Stratford City Hall Auditorium. You can get your tickets now. Don't wait till the last minute. Again, with Megan Smith-Harris and Stratford Film Festival. Rob Grant, director of This Too Shall Pass. Thanks so much for this, Rob. Look forward to the movie on Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you so much.